Hi, Paul Sackett, Good News Planet. I'm here with G Men. Hi, G. How are you?
Good. How are you?
G. And I'm a man, so men?
Men.
Men. Hey, we're recording. Oh, we got a little hecklers here in the audience, but thank you very much for sharing with us. And so, G, tell us a little bit about your background, and I know you're a lawyer, and you went to Brooklyn College, and I believe, if that's so, and you're from somewhere.
Thank you for the interesting question. Actually, as you can tell, I'm originally from China. It's in the same latitude of South Carolina. It's called Yantai, Shandong Province, which actually is very close to the hometown of Confucius. Therefore, my hometown people produce a lot of intellectual properties and judges, lawyers. Our first lady in China is from there as well. I came here to law school. Actually, it's Brooklyn Law School. I'm very fond of my law school. I was the only Chinese student in the school at that time. But now, after I worked for the law school for 4 years to recruit students in Asia, now our law school has many students from China. I'm very proud how well it is doing in China, setting up its name. And now I work with Diane Russia and Tommy Russia in Helfen and Helfen in Empire State Building. So I'm looking forward to a new beginning and setting up a bridge in the law and in the new area of law between China and America.
Aha, and that's how actually we're meeting. Well, we have Thomas and we have Diane Bradshaw,
yes.
Who are our good friends for a long time. Thomas, who is in this room, he's the actor that's yelled out now. And so, because, you know, actors are part of a beautiful group of people.
I agree.
Who have so much energy for life.
Yes, and they're very sincere, mm-hmm. genuine people. You can feel the energy literally steaming out of their head.
By far, and Diane is an entertainment lawyer.
Yes.
And is actually helping us in our movie and giving some thoughts about how to, you know, proceed with our Woodstock Forever Peace, Love, and Hope movie. Mm-hmm. And she's spoken with me about other things over the years, and it's part of a theater festival that we're involved mm-hmm. with. So, well, I'm crazy about them both. And so, and they're crazy about you. So, this is all working out, G. So, I'd like to know, you know, well, so what brought you to America at first? Why did you come here, and what did you come here for?
I was an English teacher at New Oriental in Beijing, which actually educate Chinese students before they pursue further education in America, okay. majorly. So after teaching for a lot of years, I was deeply inspired by my own students. They're top students, they're passionate about their future in America. And then I researched into why. And then I learn about more than just English. I learn about democracy, I learn about free speech, con law, you know, everything that is fascinating. And then I pick law as a major because later on I want to spread the idea of freedom into the Chinese legal system, but in a very acceptable way for Chinese society. I believe that our own country system works for ourselves, for our economy, you know, for our structure right now, but people need a little bit more. So hopefully I can achieve that goal, but right now I need to learn more about the society and how they preserve themselves, even with so much freedom. I believe freedom is not just completely lawless, and it's actually the opposite, so I'm amazed. Hopefully I can learn what I can through living and working here, especially with the law firm, and hopefully I can achieve that goal in the future.
Uh-huh. Well, it's interesting because I just mentioned our Woodstock Forever movie. I did this with a gentleman named Richie Havens, mm-hmm. and Richie Havens started a Woodstock concert back in 1969.
Wow.
A long time ago, right? And before you were born. And so, I imagine. He started the whole Woodstock concert with the song Freedom.
Oh, wow.
And freedom, freedom, freedom. So I agree with you that freedom's not free.
Yeah.
And, you know, to have freedom, we need organization, we need you know, ways to live life as a community in yes. a nice way. Laura's wonderful career.
Yes, I agree. And when it's combined with the entertainment field, the creation just like explode everywhere. Like China has the biggest number of movie screens right now in the whole world. We probably have the biggest audience who go to movie theaters. I heard and read on the news that the directors, producers begin to buy movie scripts from Hollywood and from New York. I really want to help all the law firms in America to get into that field, you know, like seize the opportunity. They're building theaters everywhere and the movie industry is booming over there. It's the next big thing, I believe.
Well, I've actually been involved with the entertainment business in China for 33 years.
Wow.
And so we were involved with bringing rock and roll music into China in 1988.
Oh, wow. It's from you guys?
We were a long time ago we did that. But I was close. I've had a lot of close encounters in China.
Wow.
I'm bringing them out because we brought almost the first rock and first Broadway show to Smokey Joe's cafe. We worked hard to make that happen. You know, so having been involved in Chinese putting me in business 33 years ago, you know, I've learned a lot about working with the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And in essence, you know, there's a lot of that's important for people here in America that are doing business with Chinese to know.
Yes.
And there's a lot for the Chinese to learn because, to a certain degree, the Chinese are new in certain respects to the world of business since the 80s, and they've flourished so quickly and so prominently, and that's so important. However, we have a lot of old business. I had a gentleman friend who was studying intellectual property law, intellectual law here, and Chinese that came from working for Beijing government.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he, you know, we've had a couple hundred years of law, hundred years of entertainment law. And so a lot of things have been resolved. And so in Chinese, or correct me if I'm wrong, it's a good opportunity for our audience to learn, you know, they're not used to so much law in the entertainment industry. So to have somebody that now has a culture of, and you worked in Brooklyn, you know everything. So I believe you went to school also in Florida, if I say
yes.
Correct.
That left me the first impression of America. And then I was like, I have to go back. It's amazing, it's warm, beach, you know, it's beautiful. And then I landed in New York, and I was like, wait, this is, you know, not what I remembered of America. But after spending a couple of years, I really loved this city, you know, the exuberance, the development. And then I came here in 2011, and the economy starts to pick it up. So, I really had a good run here.
All right, and still do. And very admired and thought of highly. By many, I happen to know that already. So, give us an example of kind of work that you would like to be involved in here. So I'm an American and I want to open up a business in China, or I have a potential partner in China, but I don't really know how to go about it, say. What do I do, and can you help me?
There are many ways to be connected with China, either with you being here, or like you can try it if you want to make an endeavor. You can actually personally travel in there. For example, there are many Chinese companies going public in New York Stock Exchange every year, and the number is increasing. There are a few good ones which already have a reputation, such as my old English schools. They went public 10 years ago, and my good friends, they just opened their company 3 years ago. Now they went public last month. You know, so if you like risk, you can try some newly published company with their stocks. And another way to get involved with China is to pay more attention to the information and news in China, to learn what is the investment environment from your point of view. But at the same time, with the help of a law firm, and with a law firm that has deep connections in China in every aspect, and then they will help you analyze when is a good time to invest now with the Trump administration and with the trade war going on, actually the business people in China and in America are probably spending more time observing and waiting for the better time to invest in each other. And actually, I personally know that one of my good friends, they opened a global company which provides education housing for students who go global. And they commenced a case within New York State for embezzlement, for, you know, business copy and paste, you know, if I put it in an easy way, which means other company copied their business model and paste it to their own like new branches. So putting more energy and time into cases that Chinese companies commence here in New York, you're already learning things about China. They are less intimidated to go against who sue them. They're less intimidated against those bad people, wrongdoers, who take advantage of them in America right now. So Chinese people are more encouraged to invest in America. If you want to do something, you can be very friendly to them. Even though they are foreigners and then they are people who don't look like you, you can still welcome the business. You know, even though with tourists and Chinese students who come here and go to school, they're paying tuition, they're paying living expense, they're paying for grocery, they're paying for the vegetable that local farmers grow. Be friendly to them. I've experienced a lot of good people and who helped me, and they are strangers. I've also experienced very hostile people against foreigners. I wish everyone can be more friendly to foreigners, because we come here to make a living, and with our own money we brought from China. You know, we don't take student loans, actually. We pay everything with, you know, our cash. That's what Chinese people are famous for. We don't try to take advantage of people locally, but on the opposite, we burn our investment, we burn everything we have. We just try to start a new life. So if you want to open a business here towards foreigners, it actually could be very easy to open one. Yeah, because they desperately need help.
Yes, and they need people that know what they're doing to navigate the waters, as they say.
Yes.
In the business world, and I know that about you. I know that by far about Diane, who I've known longer. And so it's a big pleasure, you know, to speak with you. About this area of the world that I personally have a long history with, mm-hmm. in the business world. In fact, PRC, you know what that stands for?
Yes, you want to have a guess?
Okay, you go first, or do you want me to go first? Wow, she's a great lawyer. All right, you want to go first?
Oh my God, of course I know the answer.
Well, maybe of course I know the answer.
I heard American people call People Republic of Chinatown. I don't know whether you agree with that.
No, that's not the answer.
Oh,
I
wow.
Have.
Good job.
And I'll give you the answer from the CEO from Beijing that he told me, mm-hmm. for the CEO clubs, a friend, okay, because I'm the president of the Pacific Rim Business Council, and he's a buddy over there in Beijing. He said, PRC stands for Personal Relationships and Cash.
That's a good summary, too.
But, you know, I think as, because I've been in multicultural marketing and advertising,
yes.
And I helped actually our company create the Asian market in America. I don't know if you know that, but we did the largest research into the Asians, mm-hmm. and enough for people to put it in the New York Times and Wall Street Journal, and enough to have Madison Avenue, who makes the buys, advertising, and spends money to market to different communities, to feel comfortable to market to the Asian community. Mm-hmm. This is way back in the early 80s. So, you know, we're all the same.
Yes.
And that's the bigger picture that we, as a company, on our Good News broadcast, we have the Good News China.tv, but we're a one world, milestone broadcast, one world kind of a company.
Yes.
And I think what you're speaking about is very open of you to talk about, you know, inclusion,
yes.
of everybody to in essence, be kind to each other. So it's really a wonderful chance to get to speak with you. I want to ask you two last questions in this mindset of inclusion, because we're very involved with peace, world peace, and the International Day of Peace is September 21st.
Yes.
As declared by the United Nations in 193 countries, of which China is one of those countries. And so I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? So if you could say your name again, and what does peace mean to you?
That is a very hard question. My name's Chiman. I hope peace will mean more of the same thing to everyone than how different it means to everyone. Then actually that will bring more peace.
That's beautifully stated, clear and crisp and correct. Very beautiful. We also have a channel called the Love Channel.
Oh, wow.
And we ask people, these are real important thoughts of life. What does love mean to them? Maybe if you could mention your name again and say what love means to you.
This is exactly like going to a court. my name is Chi Man. Love, for me, it means sacrifice. So that's what you give to your family, to your friends, and to the career you love. So give it all and give generously, and also take it back generously for whatever other people want to devote to you and what the world want to devote to you. I think that's give and take. I think that's pretty good.
I think that's fantastic. I think it's beautifully stated right from the heart. Thank you.
Thank you. Jane, thank you for your time. Hope this could be any help to what you are doing. And I read a lot about you online. You are apparently a very influential in the media business, and especially with the relationship in China. So I hope this could be, you know, a good piece that is published in China as well.
Well, that's the plan now.